And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome back to another light skin moment with the light skin to this dude y'all know, Jay Tria. And as always, I got my favorite couple in the podcasting game. Say what's up to the people, Ron and Karen.
Hey, what
How
up?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, in the building.
Bah, bah.
In the light skin building.
My only dark skin friends in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you keep rolling around for protection. I feel like I got me a dark skin friend. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Rod saved my life the other day too, Karen.
It is
at the gym. Yep.
Yeah, I did. You're welcome.
Oh, yep. Yep. But enough about being dark skinned with you two. Let's talk about another dark skinned brother who unfortunately was murdered because of his dark skinnedness.
Oh no, that's sad to hear.
Yeah, here in the Charlotte area, a young man by the name of Jonathan Farrow, last year was murdered by an actual police officer here in Charlotte. And so let me just read y'all a little bit about the facts about that situation, and then we'll give you the update on what's happening.
All right.
Okay.
Basically, a year ago, Jonathan Farrow was out one evening, had a car accident, went to a home for help, and banged on the window. The person came to the door, and instead of helping him, decided to close the door and then call the police. Police came.
Was the person that was at the door, was they white?
Yes.
Mm. He was. You say he was dark skinned?
Yes.
So he really didn't have a chance.
Yeah, he had a car accident. Well, you know, he had blood coming from his body, things like that. He was disoriented. She called the police. The police came, and when they came, he thought the police was coming to help. Goes up, and the officer gets off about 12 rounds.
Wow.
So the latest news of that is basically the city of Charlotte is no longer paying Officer Randall Carrick's legal costs in the lawsuit filed by the family of the man he killed, which is Jonathan Farrell's family.
Yeah, they don't want to be held accountable for that.
Yep. And rightfully so. Basically, investigators say that Carrick was one of three officers who responded, and he's the only one that used his gun. He fired 12 shots and 10 of them hit Farrell, who was not armed.
It's sad because, like, I don't think an officer being afraid of us for being black should be an excuse for us dying.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, your job is to go into scary situations. I'm not saying I don't want you to get home, but so many of these situations are just obviously a guy who was scared because he saw black skin and just started pulling the trigger.
Yeah. And he had support. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. And nobody else pulled the trigger, so that meant nobody else felt threatened?
Yeah. Apparently so. But they were also black. Like, it was another white officer and another black officer at the scene.
Okay.
It says Carrick, the officer, he's charged with voluntary manslaughter in the shooting.
Right.
But there's not going to be a trial that's expected until next year sometime. Farrell's mother, Georgia Farrell of Tallahassee, Florida, she's suing Carrick, the Charlotte Mec Police Department, and the chief of police, Rodney Monroe, here in Charlotte, as well as the city and county governments.
I hope she wins.
So she's suing a lot of people.
Yeah. Right, because her thing is, like, her child shouldn't have been dead.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
And you know what? To me, for the fact that they were like, we're not paying for shit, shows that odds are there's nothing that, I'm not trying to say there's nothing they could do to defend him. So they's like, nope.
Yeah. It's the city manager, Ron Carley, is the one who decided to stop paying for his defense in a civil case. Saying he decided it would be inconsistent and untenable for the city to defend the officer in a civil suit due to the fact that the CMPD actually charged him with a crime.
Right.
Which makes sense. So why would you want to pay for somebody's defense when you're also charging them at the same time?
Right.
But it begs me the question, why is this fund set up to defend them anyway? to support officers. Like, my, I don't know of any company, like, if I was doing something at my job at Carolina's Medical Center, I don't think the hospital would be like, well, you know what, we're gonna pay for your attorney.
Well, you know, in all fairness, here's the thing. They have to do it for the times when someone gets accused and they don't do anything.
Yeah.
So I know why it's set up, but it's sad that it's come down to a point in society where it really seems like it's only used to protect killers.
Yeah.
You know, like, it used to be a time where it's like, well, you know, this is a 50-50 situation, but we just have guys rolling up and killing niggas, you know?
Let me tell you what his actual attorney said. George Laughron. That's his attorney's name.
Laughron. Oh, what a name.
That's Carrick's attorney. He said he's disappointed that the city stopped paying the cost, saying the city should have either paid all the cost or none at all. He mad because his check stopped. That's really what he mad about. he'll give a fuck if this dude innocent or not.
Because he's like, I wouldn't have represented him if I'd known I wasn't going to get the city's money.
Hey, man, I hope the mom win all her lawsuits.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Hope she gets every dime she sues for.
Because the more people that actually start to take civil suits in cases like this, I definitely believe that some of you dark-skinned people will live longer.
I hope so, sweetie.
And y'all will procreate with these, you know, larger-sized white women out here and produce more light-skinned children like myself.
Okay.
Okay. So I understand. It's a win-win.
I'm supporting y'all.
It's still hope.
I thank you for the love.
You're like an ally to dark skinned callers. You know, we don't really get a lot of allies these days. So thank you.
Y'all don't at all, man. But it's, I just find it crazy that they supported him this long. They spent $21,000 so far.
Got too money
on his defense. That's a lot of money before you decide we need to cut the well off, and that's why that lawyer mad. I would be mad too. You stop paying my own, like,
right? Because basically, it's like, that's all the money. Because I guarantee that officer ain't got that money. That's part of his year's salary. He ain't got enough money, money to pay him.
And you know, a lot of other professions, you have insurance for situations like this.
True.
You know, attorneys have insurance. Social workers have insurance. Doctors, you know, they have insurance. I'm shocked that police officers don't have insurance, especially considered they. I would assume they get sued more often than not, for civil cases, especially when you got officers that work off duty at different restaurants and places
and
like that. Yeah, I'm shocked they don't have personal insurance as well to cover lawsuits and things like this. He does have a fraternal order of police supporting him, but nothing like the Ferguson case where that guy, you know, his he doesn't have to worry about his defense.
I mean, private citizens.
He wasn't charged.
Private citizens are stepping up to take care of these guys now, which is really sad.
Right,
so.
It'd be a GoFundMe somewhere.
Yeah, I doubt this guy's getting one, though, because his case wasn't as high profile.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
Somebody gonna give him some money, though. You sure teachers ain't gonna win no t-shirts?
It did make CNN.
I'm just glad because often in these cases, it's the black families that end up going bankrupt, trying to keep up with all the court costs and needing help from outside sources. So it should be the cop that goes broke. Defended himself when he was obviously wrong.
Yeah, and that's what makes me think he'll actually be found guilty.
Right.
Because normally, like you said, Rod, it's us that have to defend ourselves in court, and we normally get the court-appointed attorney who'll be like, look, man, let me just work out this deal. I know it's a felony, but, I mean, you wasn't working anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So long as you're not work in jail.
Yeah, you can go back to school.
Right. Get your education. Get your PhD. Free of charge.
I mean, so what? You might become a victim. You might be anally raped. You won't get to vote again. But, you know, that's the risk you take for being dark-skinned.
I mean, yeah.
That's true. I was born with this curse. Not your fault.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I hope tomorrow definitely wins these lawsuits. And I'm okay with it. And before we end the show, as always, you know, we got an inspirational word of the week.
Oh, yeah. Drop it on us.
So this one is, you know, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. So, you know, death to some, life to others. Live on, my dark-skinned brothers.
Oh, that's dope, man. Later we'll come back as light-skinned people, and we'll get more privilege.
Live on. Until we defeat this common enemy, we have to work together. Mm. You know, we have to stop.
That's mighty magnanimous of you, my brother.
You know, I'm light-skinned. That's what we do. We always
showing that light-skinned love.
Mm-hmm.
And church.